The things that I have for this morning, I believe were put upon me by God. And I'm a little uncomfortable with bringing it to you today because I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. But I do believe there's a need for this to be heard. And it's probably nothing that we haven't heard from up here before. But at the same time, I'm also preaching to myself. Things that some of this is things that we just kind of let slip and we don't give much thought to at times. But it's important. And it's important that we kind of think about these things, especially this time of the year. So I'd like to start out this morning reading out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Judge not that ye not be judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye might, it shall be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine eye, own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Most of us here, we've heard this many times, and we understand this. We know not to point a finger or not to be a hypocrite in the big things in life. You know, the troubles that people have, the sins that we may see or think that they've committed. And we know that this is wisdom not to do this. So this is nothing new. But where there's a problem sometimes, and I really hope the young people listen to this because I'm kind of speaking to you and to some of us adults, is when we kind of joke with people once in a while and we tease a little bit and we kind of make slight of some little thing that someone has done because we think it's funny, or and if it's with people, you know, we know our friends and our loved ones, and sometimes that's okay because it's understood, but not always. And sometimes we don't know when to quit, especially with young people. It might be okay the first time. But by the time the third person comes along and says something, that third person may hurt them and may not say anything different than the first person. But because it's a third person and because it's made them think that, well, maybe there's something wrong here, then they start to think within themselves and it's hurt them. And this kind of thing is partly what this verse is also about. Not just the major things in our lives, but also those smaller things. And we kind of hide these kind of judgments that we make about each other that are small. We kind of hide them under little cloaks, and we call it constructive criticism. Or we might call it joking or kidding. But it can become serious if we're not careful with it. And that really, I think, is kind of what I'm speaking about this morning. Because I do believe most of us here, and I know that most of us really understand the true meaning here and understand and love our brothers and sisters enough that we don't want to hurt them. But we can kind of let things slip on the side. I'd like to read another verse out of Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 through 37. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by the words thou shalt be condemned. And I think this is in the small things as well. If we have an idle word to speak about a brother or a sister, even though our intent might not be for harm, we still will have to justify that in the end. And many times someone is standing near us and they might hear us say something like that. And it might not be a grievous thing that we're talking about. It might just be something small. But a lot of these people that are near us are small, and they don't understand that it's okay to say something about somebody's difference. And that it's even okay with the person that's not there. But it sets a poor example for our younger people. And it makes it difficult for them, I think, to relate to us. They see us just saying one thing and doing another, even in the small things. Another verse would be, I'd like to read, is Matthew 15, 17 through 20. Do ye not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out to the draught? But those things which proceedeth out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, idolatries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These things are things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth the man not. These same things are important, and we can, if we're not careful, form a habit. And sometimes, because we're human, we might jest at something that's small. And the next time, something else doesn't seem quite so small. And it keeps growing. And then we can justify things by saying, well, everybody does it. I've seen them do it. And it gets bigger and bigger, and it snowballs. And before you know it, we've done something, and we've kind of borderlined on gossiping. And we've heard several sermons about gossiping. And you wonder, everybody knows what it is, but it still happens. And I think sometimes this is how it happens. We start out with small things, and it kind of works into the bigger things. And before we know it, we're caught up in it. And before we know it, we've hurt somebody. And we've hurt ourselves. And we find ourselves in a situation that we really don't even see that we're there. And so I guess really the point is just to be aware and think a little bit about the things you say and who's around you. And even though it may seem like you're just kind of trying to be funny, just trying to have a light conversation or just get along, give it a second thought. Because it may not seem serious to you, but to someone else, it may seem a serious thing. We'd like to hear, a lot of times, you know, I hear people say they'd like to hear the testimonies of our young people. And I think we make it hard for them to stand up and give their testimony sometimes, because they do have them. Because they hear us on the side, you know, they may hear us jesting about something that somebody has said or done. And it makes them self-conscious. So they're really afraid, and you know, so they say things like, well, I'm not going to get up and give my testimony. I might do something that somebody to laugh at. And that's a pretty common thing to hear. We should try to teach each other, and we should try to treat each other so that if someone wanted to stand up and give a testimony, that they wouldn't have to be afraid or fear that they might be laughed at, even for those small things. Because when you're young, it's really important that you fit in, and it's really hard to try to convince someone who's young that it's okay to be laughed at once in a while. They don't always have a good sense of humor about those things that seem real important to them. And to them they are. And they are important. But they haven't the experience and the life experience that those of us that are older. So we have a tendency to pass those things off like maybe it's not so important. But to them it could be a major thing in their life. So maybe next time you think that, you know, you'd like to hear testimonies from younger people, maybe think about a little bit how you relate to them and the things they see us do by example, and how you might try to set a better example for them. And so far I've kind of spoken about things that we can kind of watch for to help us out, to help us keep from hurting someone, to help us keep from offending the spirit that might be here with us. But we have a responsibility on the other side of that coin. And that is if we find ourselves in the position that someone has injured us. And so I'd like to turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 through 16. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with its deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. After the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, I don't know what that is, in bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which ye also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and administering one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And we're instructed to, in verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, and if any man have a quarrel against thee, even as Christ forgive you, so also do ye. And in Mark 11, verses 24 through 26, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall receive them. And when you stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So we have to have an understanding heart. And if we see that we think that we've been treated unjustly, or someone has said something to us or about us or around us that's hurt our feelings, we need to understand and have forgiveness if we want to have forgiveness from our Heavenly Father. But if we can't forgive, we can't see it in our hearts to forgive, at least not right away. It may take a time, but if we can't forgive, James, in James chapter 6, or excuse me, James chapter 3, verses 2 through 18, there's some good instruction for us on how to handle ourselves. And pay close attention to verses 14 through 18. For in many things we offend all, and if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able to also bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the mouths, in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about by a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth of great things. Behold, how great a manner a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among members, that it defileth the whole body, setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts and birds, of the serpents and the things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings, my brethren. These things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endowed with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if we have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not in and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is eternally sensual, devilish. For envying and strife is there, is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without plurality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is shown in the peace of them that make peace. James 13:14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, then glory not and lie not against the truth. So we're told not to glory in those things. So if we have a bitterness towards a brother, let's keep them to yourselves. Not glorify it, not spread it around. Not try to turn one against the other. Sometimes I see this, not trying to pick on the young kids, but Sometimes I see this in the young kids. They have a friend, and this friend they don't want to like that other friend, or those types of things. Sometimes adults kind of do similar things. But these things are against God. And they're an offense to your soul. And it would be good if we didn't have them with us. I'd like to read again out of Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 7. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge all aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despises his father in instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. So we should try to always monitor the things that we say and remember those around us and try not to hurt them, even though we think that the small things, but those small things kind of build up within ourselves. And I'm as guilty as the next person about this. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but then I'm preaching to myself as well. And it seems like sort of an odd sermon to get this kind of a year. You know, we have the holidays, you know, we're thinking of giving thanks, and we've got Thanksgiving, and we're thinking of all the good things God's done for us. And we've got Christmas, and we're thankful for the gift of Christ's salvation, and we're thinking on those things. And then the new year tends to cause us to reflect. And we think back on the past year, and we think about the future. What are we going to do to change things? And this time of year, I think, is when God is really working with people, because their minds are on Him. So this is a good time to think about these things. This is a good time to consider those things. And if you have need to speak with someone, then this is a good time, because God's working with them as well as with you. So for a closing scripture, I'd like to use Ephesians 4, 21 through chapter 5, verse 4. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversion the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use and edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. and give not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Like I said, this was a little uncomfortable for me, because I am kind of preaching to myself. But I really believe that we really do have a love between each other here. And I present this out of love, in hopes that you'll take it that way. Thank you.